Hello and welcome to Dungeon Stories. This is episode 25.
Woohoo!
That's yes. A quarter of 100.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. Here at the top of the show, we always have a few friends that we like to shout out. First and foremost, Sword Coast Soundscapes. They make amazing ambient noise for your RPG games. They're on YouTube. They're free. Check them out. They're amazing.
Yep.
Next up, Nerdist Woodworking. Amazing dice trays. Beautiful.
Again.
Well-priced. Handcrafted. Made with love, probably.
I got a note on my receipt that said thank you for your purchase.
True. I did too. Yeah. Handwritten note.
Yeah. It
like
was,
with my name from the order. Yeah.
That's so nice.
It was a handwritten note.
Yeah. It was very nice.
Amazing.
Impressive.
Yeah. Next up, D&D Beyond.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor, but we love them. They keep us organized. They build encounters with me.
We would not be able to play this game without them.
Every single one of us uses D&D Beyond.
We tried. We used to have really big binders you could kill people with.
I mean, we probably could play without it, but we'd be a hot mess. Like, even more than we already
have. And we'd have killed probably, like, 13 trees each, at least.
Yeah.
With all the paper we would have used.
A minimum of 13 trees.
A minimum.
So
I don't know how much trees it takes to make paper, but...
Probably a lot of trees.
Or how much paper has come out of a tree.
Well, you can just have it all on your computer.
Exactly.
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 That's what we're getting at. Go green.
We also love Hero Forge minis.
Yes.
Oh, God,
we
all have one. There's a Labor Day sale. This episode will be uploaded way after Labor Day.
Yeah,
We're recording it a day before Labor Day. So if you have a time machine and you listen to this episode,
go back
in time
to
buy it with the Labor Day sale.
This will be posted before Black Friday. And last year on Black Friday, they didn't have a sale for minis, which we took
advantage
of.
True, they do have a lot of sales. So this will be before another sale. Probably.
Yeah, ideally.
I bought
Thank
like
you,
three different
Just always
like,
check for sales.
Always check
files.
For sales.
They have lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
them.
They upload a new thing every Tuesday. They have a new feature on there that you can add to your character.
A new customizable
so
option.
So check for those too if you've been waiting for
they
something.
They do on Tuesday?
Every Tuesday.
Every
Hero Forge Day.
Every
I'm
Tuesday
so
something
dumb.
New.
Well,
and you can always message them on their Facebook or their website and tell them things that you want, and they do take that into consideration when they're making their new stuff. So if there's something in particular that you want your character to have, let them know.
Yeah.
Or if you're planning on a character dying and you just need to, you know, put in an order.
Ooh, they have a fairy tale goblin now.
Ooh.
They do. It's really cool.
Ooh, and they have like a cute little, what was it, like a squirrel pet? You
they
can
have a
stuff.
Lot of things. They have
they
a
do,
lot of
they
stuff.
They do have a lot of things.
They have a lot of stuff.
With that, I'm Norin, your dungeon master.
I'm Eva. I play Lyle, a human ranger.
My name is Courtney, and I play Ave for now. We'll see what happens this episode, but currently I play Ave. She's a female wood elf druid, and she's also a Circle of the Shepherd.
My name is Jake. I play Libby, the life domain cleric. Hopefully, you know, future prince of the Helm Empire. If not, then probably future deceased. So,
one or the other. We'll see what happens.
My name is Courtney, playing Elena, the Eladrin fighter druid. I plan on being around forever, so...
forever.
And I also do plan on being the future queen. That's my plan. That's
you
my
can't
fire.
Kill me.
That's my 5-year plan.
You tried. I was a vampire, bitch.
You could be queen forever, basically.
Yeah, I'm basically
a She'd be the evil queen that never dies.
I wouldn't be evil. Yeah, I'd be benevolent.
I don't believe that.
I'm Bailey. I play the Triton Tempest Cleric Daedrin.
All right.
Great. That was so to the point. Was so like a mess, but like shorter. I feel like the normal.
A shorter mess than what
we left out all our titles.
Last episode, the Revengers defeated the Morkoth, reclaimed the Rings of Renewal, and then teleported, plane shifted, out of Drasnar to Vagarheim.
As it exploded. So everything on that plane is dead.
There's no more Drasnar.
That means our papers are gone too, so nobody can find those.
They appeared in Vagerheim in the midst of an attack by a cult known as the Chromatic Heretics, a cult who worships Tiamat. Because they were present in this attack, they were asked to attend a trial to determine whether or not they were members of the cult.
And Libby fucked it up.
And he just
yeeted
at them so fast.
Libby used the genie to escape.
No, he used it to kidnap himself.
Made the genie pretend to kidnap him.
I apologize.
Escape from the guards, and then meet up with them later after the trials have been completed. Upon his return, the Alfjarl of Vagerheim sentenced him to a trial by combat because he willingly avoided his trial. Ave claimed responsibility for Libby's actions as the leader of the Revengers and has now been brought into the trial alongside Libby.
She dies, Jake. It's your fault.
I know.
I mean,
be
she
responsible
volunteered.
For two victims.
She said that she would take responsibility.
We ended last episode with the Revengers being led upstairs in the Alfjarl's house, manor. That's the word I was looking for. The Alfjarl's manor. Led upstairs to a room to stay for the night. So the guards drop you off inside of this room. It has like a single king-sized bed in it, and like a couch against the wall in the corner. Just like bare bones furniture, no windows.
Do we know how long approximately have until the combat by trial is going to start?
It starts at 2 p.m. the next day.
And how long is it now? What is the time now?
It's like 10 p.m.
So how many hours is that? So 10, 11, 14? 12, and then another 12, and then two more. I think it's 16.
16?
Okay.
I'm going to go up to Lyle and I'm gonna be like, hey, I think this is yours. Thank you.
Oh, the bow?
And he's going to quickly tuck it away. He missed his bow. Yeah, I managed to grab it before everything exploded.
Is there, like, a bathroom in here somewhere that's, like, private? Are they guarding our door?
There are guards posted outside your door.
Is there a private area
room,
in the room?
Yeah, you're all in the same room.
Or is there, are we all...
No, it's just a bedroom.
Okay.
Do we still have all our stuff?
Yeah.
They didn't take, like, our weapons?
I still have the teleportation cloak.
Libby.
That doesn't seem like it.
No,
idea.
Libby.
Libby. Libby is, yeah.
So, if you're gonna go and fight, I want the diamonds you bought in half. So, in case you guys die, I can bring you back.
Oh.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I'm just gonna, like, hand them.
Yoink.
I have the sound it makes when I put something in my pocket.
It's enchanted pockets. That's just the minor enchantment on it.
I still have the Rings of Renewal, which I think Libby should have, but I'm going to give them to you, Daedrin, for now. Just until the trial is over.
Okay.
So she hands
you...
I
really want to attune to them just so I know what they do. Mm-hmm. This is Bailey talking, not Daedrin.
You could.
She hands you 3 golden rings. It looks like they're about the size you could put your hand through and they would, like, go around your wrist.
So if I tune to them, can I then just give them to someone and be like, these are yours now? Because I really want to know what they do.
I attune to things that I gave away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can attune to it.
You would just
have to unattune to it before you...
Okay.
But yeah, you could attune to them.
I'm going to attune to
Even
them.
Even just adding it into your equipment will let you read what it does.
I'm going to tune to them.
So it's like nighttime, you said, right? It's like 10
p.m.
Yeah,
it's like 10. I'm going to sleep for approximately 8 hours.
And there's one bed?
One king size bed.
Okay, I'll lay at the foot of the bed.
like
a dog.
Lyle will take the floor.
Yeah.
Libby will take the floor. Before he goes to sleep, though, he is going to...
There's also a couch.
Yeah, I'm sleeping on a couch. why I would prefer to be in the woods.
He wants to be in a tree. He doesn't give a fuck about the bed.
I'm going to do divine intervention. And I'm going to ask Anatatus if he will free Majid.
Wow, okay.
Ooh. Free what?
Majid. Lyle's fiance.
Nope.
Good
guy. 90.
Oh, I'm going to make my traditional roll for my child.
Is it 90?
Okay.
I have to do...
It was just
80,
right?
Nope.
Well, it was 80, but it was a 10.
Between
no, that
80.
Makes it just an 80.
Oh, just
you don't 11.
80.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think it has to be 11 or lower.
Yeah.
Ave's going to find a... After everybody's kind of solid and like most of them are asleep, Ave is going to go sit in a corner and pull out her messaging stone. And I'm going to try to talk so that they can't hear me. This is kind of a private matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Lorelai, I'm afraid that something has happened that you need to know. The Revengers are all well for now. I don't want to immediately alarm you. But we've run 25 into
words.
Well, I can cast as many times as I want, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? You're interrupting my flow. For what reason?
Just all of a sudden the stone.
You ass.
Oh god, I ran out of coins.
Okay. I'm gonna continue if that's okay with everybody else here. Okay, so we've run into some difficulties with the Vagerheim government. The Elf Jarl is forcing Libby and I to fight in a trial by combat to the death without magic. And I am so sorry. I never meant to put you or Libby or any of the Revengers in this position. I should have been more... attentive, more active, more something, but I failed, and this is what it's come to. I've just put so much in jeopardy, my friends, the fate of the world, and worst of all, how you feel about me. I am just so sorry. I will try to let you know the moment that the fight is over, but if I'm unable to, then I'm going to give Lyle something to give to you. Is she gonna respond?
Ave, I would be lying if I told you I was not worried. But I believe in you. I know that you are strong as a person, and I trust that you will find a way out of this. You are smart, and in a fight, that is an invaluable skill. You can do this. You have put so much pressure on yourself, but you're not the only one that has to bear these burdens that you seem to carry. You have myself and the other Revengers, your friends and family, to help you with anything. I know that you feel all this responsibility, but it doesn't have to all fall on your shoulders. Speak to Libby. The two of you can come up with a plan. I know it. And I know that you'll message me tomorrow with good news. I love you.
I love you too. I'm gonna do my best.
That's all that you can do.
Try to get a good night's rest and help whomever you can and see where.
You rest as well. You'll need your strength.
I will. Is Libby still awake or did he go to bed?
Libby is lying in a corner.
Lying down.
Whispering a prayer. So he's just kind of whispering, I guess, like, I'd say scripture probably under his breath. So, may the light of Anatolia shine on those, and just kind of repeating, like, everything he learned at his temple, and just kind of, like, certain blessings and stuff, muttering, like, the Revenger's names under his breath over and over again. And he's just going to do that until he falls asleep, I guess, unless someone...
Well, Ave's gonna walk up behind him, I guess. And lay down right next to him.
100%
asleep. And take her.
Puts his DS under his pillow.
I wasn't doing anything.
I wasn't doing anything, Mom.
Mom is gonna take her holy symbol, her pendant around her neck. She's gonna take it off and put it around Libby's neck. And just lay quietly next to him. Until she also falls into a deep meditation.
So Elena has the king size bed to herself.
Yeah, I guess
okay,
so.
Well, I guess I'll spread out.
Yeah.
Future queen.
Star everyone.
When she puts the holy symbol and leaves it there, he's like Libby's just gonna be like, I'm so sorry, Ave.
You don't have to be sorry, Libby. I feel like I'm the one who should be apologizing. I feel like I've failed you. I've tried to be something of a role model or a mentor, but if a student doesn't learn, then it's really the fault of the teacher.
You're an amazing teacher. And I... hate that I let you down, and I promise if we get past this, I will never put any of you in danger again. You're my family, and I'm sorry.
So it only put risking our lives to make you finally listen to me?
And he's gonna like laugh a little bit and like turn around. Well, I guess Elena had a point when she basically said I'm kind of slow, huh?
Aw, honey. She'll hug him.
I don't understand. Yeah. Well, we were all saying he was
stupid. We all said he was stupid.
And he'll just, like, hug her back and keep crying until he falls asleep.
I'll hold him until he falls asleep, and then I'll meditate.
I'm taking a pillow and just putting it over my head so that I can't hear
the crying.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Like the. I can't do it. I'm just. Oh god.
Elena's
blocking,
like,
it out.
Elena's like, emotions? I think not.
Yeah. I feel bad, but I don't want to hear it.
So, can we all.
The night goes by, everyone gets a long rest. Ave gets two because
resting
you meditated
twice.
For 8 hours.
I'm resting twice.
So, just want to say, when you guys wake up, I have attuned to the Rings of Renewal, so I look pretty badass right now. Okay.
So, the Rings of Renewal, as you wake up attuned to them, two of the rings, there's one around each of your wrist, kind of like floating there and like rotating, and then the third one is above your head like a halo. And they kind of glow with golden light. Would you like to read what they do?
No. Because I have something I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Libby. Okay. But I'll wait till Libby wakes up.
Libby always wakes up like last, so...
Yeah, I'm just sitting there staring at you.
Until you wake up. Oh god, that's so creepy.
Well, I guess I'll wake up whenever... I guess Ave, I mean, I'm assuming I fell asleep, like... So...
Yeah, I'll wake up and try to, like... pull herself out of Libby's grip, like, softly so that he doesn't wake up.
He kind of, like, slides forward and, like, his face, like, hits the ground and he's like, sit up.
Oh, God. He looks like he's still asleep. So I'm going to go over to Lyle paper. Two papers. If anything should happen to me, do you think you can make sure that you get those to Lorelai and my parents?
Nothing's going to happen, Ollie. You guys are going to be fine.
But just at any point, I mean, not even just in this trial, but just in general, I need you to do this for me.
Yes. Alright. I'll tuck that away against my body somewhere.
And I have another favor to ask of you.
Yeah?
I won't be able to use my magic, and it's been many moons since I've wielded an actual weapon. I think that I'm best at bows, and that's what I'm going to try to get from the Alfjarl before the combat starts. But would you mind just showing me a couple of things?
Yes, absolutely. All right, so let's talk. Lesson one. Do you see this arrow?
Yes, I see the arrow. I have a passive perception of 24.
The sharp part pointed at the person you're trying to shoot.
I have shot a bow before.
All right, good. You are already ahead of so many people.
This is just the way Lyle teaches people to shoot.
A refresher of sorts.
So Lyle goes off. Eventually, Libby, you.
Lyle goes off.
I'm looking at you.
Looking back.
Libby.
Are you glowing?
I attuned to the Raj Dinashi's Rings of Renewal. They're really great. They do a lot of cool things, so you better not die, or else you'll never find out what they do.
Oh my god. This is her motivation.
And Libby's gonna walk up. You know, really ugly puffy eyes because he's been crying all night and everything. Kind of like do a really tiny, small smirk and hug Daedrin and be like, I appreciate that you care. I promise I'm going to try and get back.
I'm going to pat you on the back. What does it feel like to touch me, by the way? I'm a Triton. I don't feel like the others.
Well, yeah. When Elena drank the Triton's blood, and he was just really salty.
You
just kind of slurped.
Your skin is like really smooth, like almost like slick to the touch.
Like a dolphin.
Like a dolphin?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay.
Daedrin, there's something I
but
want
I'm not like wet or anything, right?
I don't like leave, I'm like
yeah, no.
Gross.
Okay.
Daedrin.
You don't like secrete water.
I
would, no, I don't imagine you have scales.
Okay.
Like the guy in campaign two who was always wet.
The gentleman?
Yeah, the gentleman.
If I don't make it, do we know, like, do we have to give them stuff, or does, like, do they take our, I guess I don't know. If I don't make it, I'm going to take off my ring. I want you to have my genie.
Yeah, I guess in-game, do we know that they can't use, like,
I think
they're all weapons.
You're all set.
I'll, I'm not going to take it out, because I'm just going to assume I'm going to get it back, but also I'm giving it to you, so if I die, I'll just take it out, but I don't want to make the same mistake. Anyways, no, I don't know. Okay, should I go?
You're putting a lot of trust in Dave right here to not just take it from you.
Elena. I'm just going to make my way around the room, by the way.
Oh, God.
I want you to have my Helm of Brilliance.
Oh, thank
no,
you.
No,
that's just not a vampire. She can wear it.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to
die. I'm
going to
walk away.
Okay.
And I'm going to be like, Lyle.
I take it off and put it in the bag.
Yes. I want you to have
put the ring on.
Or headgear anyway, so we can't wear both.
I don't have them.
My immovable rod.
I'm saying he can't wear the Rings of Renewal and
thank
the
Rings
of Renewal. I have many things of
Tim's I gave Lyle the immovable rod.
The
ass
rod? Lyle
just stares at him and is like, thanks.
You're welcome. Think of me whenever you use it. And I'm gonna walk up to Ave. Well, I don't know if you want this or not. It's my Helm of Brilliance, but you could die too, so.
You gave
it to me? What are you doing?
Oh, my Mace of Disruption.
Oh, you gave the Mace of Disruption to Elena?
No, I gave her the Helm of Brilliance.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to give the druid your Mace of Disruption?
You can't
like,
give...
I don't know what to do
she
this.
She has to give...
You have a trident. You're not going to use it. I don't know who to give this to, guys.
We'll just leave all our magic items in this room, and then we can retrieve them and come back.
And then automatic-like, I'm going to like be all like, okay... May Anatatus, like, protect me. And then my armor's going to fall off because it's, like, the magic plate armor. So I want it to be all, like, pfft, and I'm just going to be standing in my
The cast-off armor leaving Libby kind of in his underclothes, like a basic linen tunic and some loose-fitting pants.
Nothing magic.
Shield.
I assume the guards probably told us on like
at
before
about
we slept.
Noon.
Oh,
you'll
wait,
hear
no,
that.
I'm not done.
Okay.
God, hold your horses. I'm gonna go over to Daedrin and like take off like my cloak and like my magic stuff, and I'm gonna say quietly to her, "If Libby and I are both gone, if you have to make a decision, which one of us to revive, choose Libby."
Okay.
I trust you to make the objective decision and save him. And she's gonna take her stuff off, her magic stuff.
She said she makes the trust me to make an objective decision.
The objective decision of saving Libby.
That's. We'll see.
He's younger.
Are you
You're
going to
be dead, so...
What?
Are we in, like, a small room? Can I hear her?
No, I literally said that I was trying to say it quietly.
Can I see if she outrolls my passive perception?
But we're all still in the same room, right?
Well, yeah, we're in one room.
We're in the same room.
But I'll definitely put her cloak on as well.
I didn't fucking give it to you. I just put it down.
Oh,
I know, I'm just taking my stuff off.
Okay. Do you
Attention.
Want to
put it down? I'm not giving my stuff out like Libby.
Oh,
Attention.
We should put it in the bag of holding.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes,
put the stuff in the bag of holding. Whatever. Any,
Libby's
every
sitting
single
at your feet
magical
listening.
Thing that I own.
Yeah, Elena?
Huddle up.
Everybody?
Okay, huddling.
I slowly look at everybody individually in
my
eyes. Get your fucking shit together. We're not dying.
Oh, we are.
Oh my god.
You two are not dying.
Yeah, you're not dying.
So stop giving us shit like you're gonna die.
Bullshit.
I didn't give you anything.
Libby, this is here for you when you come back.
So's this. I point to my halo, which I very much enjoy, but I would never use.
We are the Revengers, and we don't give up this easy. So you go out there and you fucking win!
Elena, everything's gonna be okay.
Let me just like, wow,
like
wow.
I feel
like
I'm
like,
have an inspiring leader feat.
I know!
You know who does?
I know, I have plans, I'm gonna use it. It only lasts for 10 minutes, so I have to use it right before we fight.
No, don't you have to do it for 10 minutes?
Am I understood?
Something.
Yes, ma'am.
Libby's like crying.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Elena.
Good champ.
Good game.
Now go out there and kick some ass.
Yeah, let's kick some ass!
Okay, that was all I wanted.
So you hear a knock on the door.
We're here to kick ass!
Wow,
yes. There is a guard with like some food that he'll like hand out to you guys to eat. And he says he looks at Elena, not Elena, at Libby and Ave, and he says,
Shut the fuck up. Sorry, Nora.
At noon, you are to come downstairs to the Elf Jarl. You are to have nothing on your person aside from casual clothes to fight in. You will select your weapons, be given time to attune, and then at 1:30, you will be grabbed and taken to the ring. You have 2 hours to eat and prepare. We'll see you at noon.
Very well.
and he leaves.
Thaya, like, slams the door, like, before he's out of it. Like, hitting him in the ass a little bit.
Like, does, like, a 2 feet yeah. leap and kick as he's like, whoa!
No, that does not slap his ass.
The door does.
I would like to clarify, though.
So,
on his way out, just...
Out of character, you guys,
nice
I'm taking Ray's dead and revivify.
What?
Taking Ray's dead and revivify.
Well, that's good.
So as long as she gets to us within a minute.
Or 7 days.
Just like you wait for them to like chop us into bits, you put us back together, you're like, no.
I don't think Ray's dead can do that. That's more resurrection, I think.
I'm looking at all the simple weapons.
Well, we don't know what to choose from. We're going to get yet.
Lauren, just make sure there's a simple weapon.
Oh my god.
Yeah, if you guys get a limb chopped off and I bring you back, you just don't have that limb no more.
But I can grow it back if I just use like greater restoration for every day for the rest of my life.
Unless it's from your neck up.
Well, that's your brain.
Oh,
so guys, what do we do for 2 hours?
At some point, Lyle is going to like pull it.
Ooh, I want to bathe, actually. So Libya's definitely going to... This is not because of Lyle, but no. Like, seriously, like, Libya's like, wait, this could be my last time to bathe. I want to bathe. And I'm going to make it
an
experience.
Is there even, like, a bathtub in this room?
It won't let you.
It's just a room. There's no bathroom.
Yeah.
Bathroom.
You're basically in prison, boy.
Yeah.
That's I might have water.
Gonna stop me.
Phaedra's like, here, bitch.
Splish splash.
Oh, but before I do, actually,
yeah,
I'm going to
water.
Crouch. I'm going to be like, Anastasia, please, 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 please. This might be the last time I ever talk to you before I meet you in person and we make sweet love for the rest of eternity. Please help me get out. I'm going to use divine intervention.
We're all like behind him listening to this.
So that means we're going to see the girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I think this is 57.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
I tried. Annotatus Codescu.
He's not going to make sweet love to you if you talk to him like that.
Oh, or maybe he will.
Oh, God. Okay, Lyle, which, after all that, Lyle's going to like pull Libby aside and try to like talk to him privately. So, come here, kid. He approaches this with grace, as always.
Just so everyone in the audience knows, when Lyle was like, come here, kid, he made a motion like grabbing. That's why I made my noise.
Okay, so Lyle is going to not look at Libby while he's saying this.
And Libby's going to look straight at you.
Lyle's like looking off to the side. So he's going to say, I understand how you feel. For a long time, I was only living for myself. I was scared. I was in the woods. I was fucking terrified. And my decisions didn't really affect anyone besides me.
And your feelings. I'll say that. Okay, sorry. I'm being serious.
And that mindset really hurt me today. Hurt me yesterday. If I had been honest about who I was, it might be me going into that trial with you instead of Ave. We aren't alone anymore, Libby. Our friends have each other's backs, and we have each other's backs. I don't want to lecture you, but we both have to think about ourselves as part of a group now. And I don't want anything to happen to you. So you're going to be fine. You're going to get through this. But after that, you really need to think about us, because it's not just about hurting us. None of us want anything to happen to you. And he's going to look at him finally, like towards the end. Make eye contact.
Libby's just gonna like hug him really fast and hide his like how tall? Who's like
I was like 6'1".
Yeah.
6'1". I don't think Libby's that tall. And
like
just like
6'2".
Yeah,
I'm
16, so it's probably gonna grow in the future. I'm just gonna say Libby's like gonna like hide his face, I guess, in like Lyle's chest. And just like you feel wet tears. And he's gonna say like as like thanks. He's gonna like back up and like wipe his eyes and be like, and, like take a deep breath. I know now, like, I don't want to be responsible for hurting any more of my friends. After Diana, I never thought that it would happen again. And I swear, like, if we get through this, like, I'll die before I put any of you in danger again.
Diana wasn't your fault.
He's just gonna, like, look away, really, like, wet eyes, and he'll turn back and he'll be like, I appreciate that you feel that way, but I've been traveling with her for a long time, and she was, like, a little sister to me, and she was my responsibility. And I know that Anatatus would be disappointed in me for once again putting another innocent at risk. And I need to... He's gonna, like, choke up, and he's like, I couldn't save Diana, but I will get Ave out of this. And we're going to be a family. And then he's gonna be like, I'm gonna start getting ready. He's gonna, like, just go.
So I, like, pats him on the head and is like, that was a good top.
And then, oh, actually, he will say, if things don't work out here, he's gonna, like, side eye like Elena, even though they will. I want you to know that I want you to go straight after Vigie, and I think that that's what you need to do. I know I can't imagine what you've been through, but there's nothing worse than losing your best friend when you feel like you could have done something to help. And he's just gonna be like, and then he's gonna, like, stop and then walk away.
Go Revengers! And he just, like, walks away.
At 11:50.
Ooh, but I will give Daedrin the Book of Wisdom. Daedrin! So anyways, really fast, here's this book. You read it, you'll get super wise, and it'll be really good for you.
Okay.
I don't think it's reset yet from the time that Libby used it.
You can't read it yet.
Don't read it either.
I never had it as an item.
I don't think I made it.
I just wrote it down.
Yeah, I don't think I made it in D&D Beyond yet. I'll work on that. But yeah, it's the book that will raise your wisdom by 2.
Yeah, I know what it is. I just
yeah.
At 11:50, Olive's gonna go up to Libby, and she's gonna put her hand, like, on the back of his neck and kind of pull his head down so that their foreheads can touch. She's gonna say, Libby.
Yeah.
I don't know what lays before us. We're in a strange country with strange customs. But our lack of knowledge does not have to reflect a lack of strength or of intelligence. Whatever our differences of morale, of opinion, of personality, you and I are revengers. And if we're smart, if we stay together, if we refuse to let one another down, then we will be successful this day. Because whatever our individual motivations, I will always defend you.
Damn.
Inspiring leader feat, 14 extra temporary hit points.
I am pumped.
Ooh.
Perfect. About the time that Avi's speech wraps up, there's a knock on the door, and a guard calls for Ave and Libby to follow him down to the Alfjarl's chamber.
Can you go with them?
When, as we pass...
Where do we go?
Stay here.
You wait here.
Okay, but where do we go when the thing starts?
We will come get you.
Oh my god.
You better come get us. We're a freaking team.
I understand.
Ave's gonna hug Lyle before she leaves.
Libby is...
Pat on the head.
Gonna, like, grab, like, Elena's arm really fast. If this doesn't work out, don't tell Lionel about me. That's my only request. He doesn't need any more heartbreak if there's no point in him knowing. Promise. And I swear I will tell him if I make it through this.
The guard says, come.
They're having a moment!
Okay, but you're not gonna die, so...
Now!
Okay!
I'm coming!
I'm coming.
What now?
The guard will lead you downstairs.
So I'm just going to hit him in the ass again.
And as you're led downstairs into the, like, long entrance hall with the Jarl's throne, you see Alfjarl Brunhild sitting on her thrown, laid out.
My last name is Brynhild?
No, it's her first
name.
Name
is Brynhild.
That's fucking cool. Sorry.
That's cool, but she's gonna kill us. So.
She is sitting in her throne, laid out in front of her. You see an elegant blue longbow with like these kind of like pulsing crystals in the ends of it. You see a You see a long sword with a blade that's kind of pulsing with orange energy.
Elena also gets an erection.
I didn't even know I had one of those.
We're standing next to each other.
Oh my god.
You see a dagger. And this dagger has like a curved blade and is like deep, deep, like ebony black. And then you see a mace. And on the sides of the mace are like these skull faces. Standing in front of the Jarl, you see a black dragonborn with like dark, angry, scowling eyes. And you are led to stand next to him. He kind of looks and doesn't say anything and looks back at the weapons in front of the Alf.
Ava stands in between Livy and the dragonborn.
And then the Alf Jarl kind of looks out at the three of you, and she says, "I need one more." And she looks, and you see one of the slaves of the court is kind of like sweeping up in the corner, and she says, "You, 16, come here." And
wait,
this,
a gender?
This boy kind of looks and says, "Me?" And it looks to be a kid about your age, Olivia, a human boy with kind of like loose blonde hair, kind of scrawny, dressed in rags. He says, "Me?" And she says, "Yes. You, leave the broom." And he kind of like nervously drops the broom, and you hear it like clatter on the floor. And he kind of looks around and he says, "But what for?" And she says, "Don't ask questions, slave."
And she calls him a number.
And he kind of walks over and stands next to the dragonborn in the line.
Oh my god.
She then stands and moves behind her throne and hefts this large log. She comes out and she sets the log on the ground in front of you, and then takes her great sword that's up against the throne, picks it up, and holds it out to one of you to take.
Her great sword? To me or Libby? To fight with in the trial? Oh, wait, for what? I'm confused.
She's just offering you a sword.
I guess Libby will
take it.
We're going to determine who chooses the weapons first.
Oh.
She gestures to the lock. Whoever strikes the largest dent in this lock gets to choose first. So, Libby, go ahead and make a strength check for me. Roll a d20 and add your strength.
Strength. Just the modifier, not a saving throw?
Can I use luck?
Yeah.
Well, don't use it yet. Don't use luck yet.
If you want to, you can.
Use that to hit them later.
Okay, well, that did nothing. There was no point.
I told you not to fucking use it!
Five.
Oh, what?
As
I bet you rolled more than the slave.
Lift this up, and this greatsword is massive, like almost,
oh, God.
Like, almost like as big as your torso. And as you lift it up, it like falls, and it goes like maybe 3 inches into the
was
lock.
That just the weight of the sword, though, not the sword?
Yeah, it wasn't even Libby. It was just Libby getting it, like, over, and then it, like, made itself fall forward into the lock. She takes it from you and hands it to the dragonborn.
Oh. Natural one!
I got a natural one. You see this this massive dragonborn as he grabs it and hefts it up above his head. As he's going to bring it down, the slave kind of sneezes and like throws his arm out and hits the side of the dragonborn. And the dragonborn kind of tumbles a little bit and like drops the sword and just like shaves a bit of the bark off the top of it. And he kind of turns and like backhands the slave in the face and like knocks the kid down.
Oh my god.
And he says,
can I catch his hand before he backhands the slave?
Can I try to stop him?
I want to try.
Make a dexterity check.
Do we know that they're slaves?
22.
Fuck.
Falls down.
The officer will call them a slave.
Well, I mean, like, all of us. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, you guys. Okay, yeah. No.
And then the dragonborn turns to the kid in the ground and says, if you cost us this fight, I'll bring you back from the dead and kill you myself.
Hey, if you lose, it's not going to be the kid's fault.
He kind of looks at you and he says, save your fury for the ring. And he hands the sword back to the Elf Jarl. She looks at the two of you and she says, elect one of your team members to choose their weapon first.
So there's a longbow, a mace, a dagger, and...
a longsword.
So
you can wield a mace and a longsword, right?
I think a longsword's a martial weapon. I'm only proficient in...
You could do the mace or the dagger.
Okay, yeah.
And
so
they're all magic?
Yeah. You can do the bow. Do you want to go first? So are you asking us to pick a weapon or pick someone to pick a weapon?
We're going one at a time, so it'll be like me and then them.
One of you will pick a weapon, one of them, and the remaining one of you will pick one.
Ave.
I'm gonna take the bow.
Okay. You walk forward and you pick up the bow with the crystals flowing in it. The dragonborn will walk forward and he'll grab the mace.
See that? They're all magical, so...
I'll take the dagger.
Okay, you walk up and take the dagger. And then the kid will walk up and pick up the longsword. And as he picks it up, it's like heavier than he expected it to be. And so the tip kind of dives to the ground. And then he kind of picks it up and kind of like drags it back into the line.
Libby's gonna look at her and just be like, you cannot be serious about this kid fighting.
Libby, it'll be alright.
He's the same age as you.
You're not from here. You do not understand our customs.
Does he get anything when he wins? Like, does he get to be free?
Probably not. They're probably like, fight or we'll kill you.
Both.
So he's dead either way.
Go attune to these weapons. We will fetch you when it is time to head to the room, to the ring.
Are we going back to the room to attune?
Well, okay, while they were gone, I was telling Lyle and Elena some things. So, a few minutes after they leave, I'm going to be like, okay, you guys. Ave told me that if they both die, I have to bring back Libby, because that's the objectively good choice. And I don't know how I feel about that. So, my plan is if both of them go down, I use the diamond on one... And then I use the Rings of Renewal on the other. But if that happens, I'm pretty sure we're going to get sucked into this fight.
Or killed.
Yes. So that's a thing.
We have the cloak. We can grab their bodies and get out of here. I can put on the cloak, I guess. Or Elena.
Okay.
Does the cloak require attuning?
Okay.
Yes.
It does.
Okay. Who is not attuned to three items? Is anyone?
I'm not.
Oh no, I think it's gonna be
Wow, we'll like toss it at you and be like,
Put it on. I will attune to the cloak with Staggered
Idiot. What
dagger?
Oh, yeah, so you guys probably want to add these to your inventory. You have Look Up Dark Reach Dagger. And then, Courtney, add Gale's Fury Longbow.
Anyway. If they both go down, we will get into the ring. We'll grab their bodies and just get out of here.
Okay, but the thing about the Rings of Renewal is I can, if they go unconscious, I can automatically give them a quarter of their hit points, whatever that means, and I then they shoot a beam of light from being healed. But other than that, I can only bring one back from the dead because we have one diamond. Of course, we can keep a body and for 10 days, and if we get another diamond, I can bring them back.
So yeah, if they both go down and they're dead, we will just teleport back to Dornock Firth and reboot from there, I guess.
I also would like to let you guys know that I did prepare Healing Word. So
we can't use any magic on them. It's going to put them in danger.
We can't, I'm just saying, if we were running out and they're unconscious, we could just grab them and go.
That's a good idea, too. So, they both go unconscious. Get into the ring, get to them, and then we'll teleport. It does? Hey, Daedrin. Or
what?
Was it
helm? Me.
Why don't you take a look at that bad boy?
The helm has a diamond in it.
Does it still have diamonds in it?
If you take a diamond out of it, then it activates whatever power it does and crumbles to dust. And you can't use the diamonds from the helm to bring someone back.
We'll just go back to Dornock Firth. That's our plan.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be safe there. And that will be the biggest thing.
Also, okay. I have a question. Is, race features and or, like, features and traits, are those considered magic? Mm-hmm. Like, racial abilities?
Like the
summer bomb.
Like the face.
Like, part of the summer bomb. Like, for example, I have, as a part of my race, I can cast Fog Cloud, Gust of Wind, Wall of Water. Would those be against the rules?
Those would be against the rules because they're casting spells.
But they're part.
But they're
of
like,
race.
It's still like casting magic, but like.
They're not spellless.
But if it's something. Well, you wouldn't be able to cast it on them because you're not in the fight.
Well.
But if you were.
But it's like 120 feet, like range. And like, I don't. Doesn't say anything about casting it. It's just I can skip
right,
it down.
But you can't interfere in the fight. Right.
And she rolled another stealth check.
We just need to let it.
I just need to. I just wanted to know, if.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good to ask questions.
One more time. Let's go real quick. If they both go down, we'll jump in, grab them, and then just
teleport.
Just yeet into the ring.
Yeah.
Run. Grab them and then get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Solid plan.
So when you get back, I have your cloak on.
Wait, so are we going back to our room to attune, or are we going to? Oh. Okay, well, when we're heading back, I'm going to be arguing with Avi the whole entire way about. I'm not hurting that kid.
I know, we're not going to hurt him. We're not going to kill him. But for now, we just got to play our cards, get in the fight, take down the dragonborn, and then we'll figure something out after that.
You guys
don't worry, I'm just as against this as you are. We're
make it back to the room.
I look ridiculous. I've got a halo and I've got this cloak on.
They're very contrasting aesthetics because the cloak is just as this rolling shadow coming off of you and you have like the golden halo above you.
I'm going to immediately attune to my bow.
I'm going to run in there. Slam the door in the guards' faces. And turn around.
Like,
they want us to kill a kid.
Like checking it out to make sure it works.
What do you mean? Supposed to?
Like a slave. They have slavery here, guys, and they want us to kill a kid.
We're not gonna kill him.
When you say kid, how much of a kid is a kid?
He's a 16-year-old janitor.
A 16-year-old.
Yes.
Human.
Human.
If it's you're also human.
Yes.
If it's between you and him, kill him.
No! Elena, I won't do that.
I'm with Elena on that.
Well,
he didn't choose to be a slave.
You guys aren't the ones who are going to be in the trial. And you're right, he didn't choose to be a slave, but this is the situation we're in, so either you die or he dies.
Well, then I die.
There could be another option, and I think it's worth looking for one.
Just get out there, do your best.
I think you guys need to think of the bigger picture here. Yes, it'd be terrible if you killed him, but you guys are here for a bigger purpose.
The bigger purpose is important, I give you that, but I will never turn my back on someone who needs me. That kid, he's gonna die for no reason. And it's not fair.
Life
and I'm not gonna
fair.
Kill him. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices.
Okay, well, even if I wanted to make that sacrifice, Anatatus, like, sanctifies life. The only reason I get away with hurting things is to restore balance. If I murder an innocent, I'm going directly against his teaching, and I could lose his favor.
Even if it's for to keep yourself alive?
I respect
does this kid
you
look
guys?
Like he's gonna be able to hurt you?
No.
He can't lift up the sword.
Okay, then we're not gonna have to kill him.
They have to. It's to the death. There can't be three winners, is the thing.
Just do what you think is right.
No, kill him.
I'm not gonna kill a human,
Elena.
Okay,
get in there. Just focus your fire on the one who can deal damage
to
us.
I mean, I have killed humans, but they actually hurt me.
And we'll figure it out from there.
Fine. I'm going to meditate and just pray for Anatatus to help me figure out what I need to do.
So you guys take the time to attune to your weapons. Would you like to read what they do?
Sure.
I know what they do.
Well, yeah, but so the people on the podcast.
Yes.
Oh!
It's not
about us, yeah. Okay. Sorry, people.
So Ave was able to retrieve the Gale's Fury Longbow. It's enchanted with the force of 100 windstorms. When drawn, a wind whips around the one attuned to it, often causing the wielder to have to shout over the noise of rushing wind. You have a +1 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with this magic weapon. The longbow deals an extra 2d6 bludgeoning damage every time it's shot. It strikes a creature. And then it also says that the Gale's Fury Longbow has 4 charges. One charge can be expended after a creature is hit with an arrow to either push it back 20 feet or to immediately make another attack against the creature as a free action. Only one charge can be used per round.
Neat.
It's a pretty good. Lyle's just over there like... So I have the Dark Reach Dagger. I have a +1 to attack and damage rolls made with this magic weapon. This dagger deals an extra 3d4 necrotic damage when it strikes a creature. After dealing damage, the dagger disappears in a cloud of smoke and reappears in the user's hand.
Cool.
So I'm going to go up to, after I tune, I'm going to go up to Daedrin and just be like, Hey Daedrin.
What?
And just like make my dagger vanish and reappear like her smoky. Like, we match. We match. This is cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
About the time that you guys wrap up attuning,
still my dagger for that.
The door is opened, and there's a group of 4 guards here to collect the 5 of you. They escort all 5 of you out through the Jarl's entrance hall back out into the city.
So how long have you guys had slaves?
They don't answer.
Are we going with them?
Yeah, they're leading all of you.
Do it now. Can I look for, honestly, like, I want to see, now that I know that there are slaves, can I look around and see how many, like, I'm assuming humans or people, like,
I'd
who
like
are dressed
like
him?
Well. Engage what percentage of the population is enslaved.
Okay. Make a perception check.
17.
23.
You don't know like a percentage, but they do seem to be a large part of like the labor force in this community. You see, and there's a variety of races. It's not just humans, but there are a lot of them that they're involved in usually heavy labor, like carrying lumber and stuff like that. You see some of them working at like different forges that you pass by, like working on like pounding ore into certain shapes and stuff like that, but there seems to be a sizable slave population here.
Are any of them dragonborn?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are a few dragonborn slaves.
So they're not racist.
Okay.
Equal opportunist slavery.
Equal opportunity for slavery.
I'm gonna try. So did the slaves do crimes? I'll ask.
You don't know. You ask, he doesn't answer. The guards are silent as they're leading you. And if you speak too much, the guards will tell you to be quiet.
Even to each other?
Yeah.
You just stop.
Just saying, slavery is illegal in the colony.
We're not in the colony here. Just be quiet.
Well, my brother's a better person than these people.
Okay.
So you guys are led to each of the four districts here represents one of the different clans. You're led to the district of the Figeir clan, and as you walk in, you see, as you're about to enter their district, you see their symbol kind of posted outside, like the walls separating this district is like a rune shaped like a T, but with like a downward angle when the T was split, and then at the bottom of those, there's kind of like these dragon claws hanging down off the rune. You're led through the district of the Figeir, and you begin to hear kind of like this, the noise of a crowd, the deeper in you go. And you, as you're led there, you see like a crowd gathered around a sunken ring into the ground. They take Libby and Ave kind of around the crowd, and gesture to a ladder that leads
you. So
we're
separated from him now?
Yes.
Can I slap his butt before we go? Okay, I'm going to slap Law's butt. I'm gonna be like, and I'm just going to like wink and just be like, I'm sorry, it was last time. Bye.
Oh my god.
The guards kind of are gathered, they're kind of around the three of you that are left, but they're not like standing right next to you, but they're where they can see you. But you're kind of left in the crowd. And then Avi and Libby, you're led to a ladder leading down into this sunken ring.
So I have a question just about the layout. So is it like bleachers? Is it like everyone's just kind of gathered around on the same
just
level?
Just
kind of
gathered around. There's
okay.
Not bleachers.
I'm going to grab the two of them and kind of wade through to the front.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, we're going to be part of the outer
circle. Damn, that was like a
That was a really
circle.
Good circle.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
That's a small
even...
circle. So what is keeping it, what is the circle? Like, is it chalk on the ground? Is it like a fence?
It's a sunken ring.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's
so
down
it's,
in the ground.
Yeah, so there's about 30 feet down.
Is there like a chain thing above it? Or can you just, like, for, like, if you had like wings and you were flying hypothetically, is there like a chain link?
No, there's no like roof to it.
You just
okay.
Out.
Yeah, pulling you guys like to using my height.
I'm 5 foot tall, so you can really just steer me around.
He like puts you under his arm. Come on, Daedra.
Okay. You guys are, you climb down the ladder and are standing 40 feet, so this is a circle that's 40 feet.
Does everybody
across.
Have armor? Or
No.
We
okay.
just have our clothes and our dexterity.
Your armor. Everyone's armor class is 10 plus their dex mod. So Libby's armor class is 10 right now.
And how much is yours?
14.
14? Okay.
I don't know why mine's 11.
Still.
Oh, I think I have an enchanted oopsie. This was on my armor.
Just go into your equipment and take off your armor.
Well, I did, but I have a magic bonus that was, so I'm 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 10.
Okay.
Mentally and in armor class.
Not 14. Like, she's like, I don't know. Still more than Diana did.
You guys are standing across 40 feet away in the circle from the black dragonborn and the human slave. The human kid, two hands on his longsword, kind of holding the point like 3 feet off the ground. Kind of slumped forward.
Does he look like malnourished? Like super weak?
No.
He's a well-treated slave?
They keep him alive. He's not like malnourished, but he does like cleaning tasks. He doesn't do heavy labor. So he's not like muscular.
Is the Alfiarl here?
She is.
Where is she?
By guards?
Mm-hmm. She's on the other side of the ring.
Get over to her.
Oh my god. You're gonna kill us.
I wanna watch from where she is. And I wanna talk. Or is that not possible?
You can get probably within 20 feet of her, but there's a thick ring of guards around her.
Well, then I'm not gonna bother. I wanna be like right next to her.
The Afiaro will
just assassinate her real quick.
Hold up her hands and she will say, "We are here to oversee the trial of Libby and Ave Wajai. This is a trial by combat to the death. If both of the enemy champions are slain, and both Libby and Ave are standing, they are both innocent. But both of my champions must be slain for either of them to become innocent."
I'm staring daggers at him.
And with that,
the worst stink eye Elena has ever given.
Let the trial begin.
Okay, initiative?
Everyone roll initiative. Well, I mean, if you guys are planning on taking any actions, which might happen.
I'll do it just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Oh, I always forget about advantage. Thank God.
I'm gonna use luck.
Again?
Both your lucks?
Yeah.
I don't think it's just initiative. It's not.
Okay, still better.
10.
Come on.
Okay.
I give no bonuses.
You should really get, like, a weapon of warning, so you get advantage on it.
20 to 25?
23.
21. 15 to 20?
18.
Get one chance, and if you mess up, you're grounded for the rest of the night. I'm talking to my dice guy. Guys.
Okay.
Ave.
You're number one.
This is the secret.
Elaine is number two. The Dragonborn is third. One is fourth.
They're sassy.
Daedra is five.
To kill
Libby is six. And then the 16 is last.
That's my thing. Maybe we can.
Wow!
No, I was seriously gonna be like,
oh my gosh, you guys. Let's just see how the trial goes. Of course, the slave is fucking last. He can't even wield his weapon.
Ave.
The power is.
Well, I'm gonna fly 40 feet in the air. Boom!
Start out with
immediately.
Okay.
And shoot the dragonborn. You told me that wasn't a magic thing, right?
Right, it's...
Yeah, okay.
It's inherent.
Yep.
The amount. Since you have the blessing of the...
Crane.
Everyone's
crane.
Probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's using magic!
One of the wild dodgy things is on bigger time, so I imagine they get a lot of druids, like, passing through on their trials. So
I'm
assuming they probably know.
I'm still, like, positive people are going to be like... What? Elves can fly?
Guess what, bitch?
They don't even have wings.
Yeah, I forgot to mention they would have cast Detect Magic on you before you went in.
Oh. I don't have anything magic.
Yeah, and since nothing would have popped up.
Except for the bow.
Right, except for the bow.
Me.
So I'm assuming then that they like are... Because Detect Magic is an area spell, right? So they're probably just keeping it cast to see if we do use magic or something.
Yeah.
I think it'll be pretty obvious if it casts a spell.
But I'm just saying, like, they'd be like, oh, it's not pinging. She's not using that.
Right.
Now.
Oh, okay.
Do it. Shoot it.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot the dragonborn.
She fucked up.
Ooh, that was really good. 19 plus 9.
That hits.
Yeah, it does, you motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You guys just gonna both be attacking the dragonborn.
Yeah, we're not killing this thing.
He has to die.
We're dead aligned characters.
I'm sorry, he has to die.
I am 7.
don't even know what I am. 10, 11,
12, 13, 14 damage.
I'm walkable.
And
I
want to expend a charge.
Probably.
To... It says that I can push him back 20 feet, but is that pushing back hard enough of a force where if I hit him with it now, he would slam back into, like, the wall and take extra bludgeoning damage?
No.
Then I'm going to use the charge to fire again.
Okay.
Okay, that is a 8 plus 9. 17.
17 hits.
That was better. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Nice. Okay, so Abe, jump up in the air, this wind kind of circling around you, and then you draw the Gale's Fury longbow, and your hair begins to like go wild from all the wind whipping around you.
Cool.
You pull out an arrow and fire it, and there's kind of this like trail of wind shooting it in, and then guided by the supernatural wind, you pull out another one and fire quickly. Two arrows in quick succession, slamming into the torso of the dragonborn.
Try to stay away from it and just like.
This is
like
a ranged weapon.
Yeah, just try to stay away from it.
That's why it pops back in my hand.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
he's probably pretty
fast.
Yeah,
so. This is a small circle.
Ooh.
What if I took Ruby with me in the air?
It's too late now.
I can get you.
Can I just be like, when he gets to me, can I be like, are you really going to hit a kid?
Yeah, he is.
He bitch fucked that kid's leg.
Yeah, he does not care.
I think his kid needs to die.
The dragonborn charges forward straight at you.
Okay, I'm ready.
As he does, he roars. And this like stream of acid flies out from his mouth.
Oh, Gary,
I forgot they could fucking do that.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
They can do it once a day.
It's only once a day?
I'm pretty sure. It's
I thought they rolled to see if it recharged.
That's dragons.
No, that's dragons.
Nope. Two.
Okay. Oh my
god. Did you get
him
a fail?
No, it's just
no,
a two.
No, he has a plus zero dex, so he rolled a two. Okay, you have a lot of hit points.
Take 14 points of acid damage.
That's just your temporary.
Stop using that dice.
This is the one that rolled good. I rolled the others, they all rolled like a 5, and this one rolled a 7.
Hey, do you need to borrow my dice?
And then he's going to...
Oh, that's pretty good.
He's going to action surge to...
not do anything?
Take some attacks with his mace against you. That's going to be a dirty 20.
You and I should have done this, because I know the kid.
That's going to be 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then I rolled a 10.
Hits.
That's going to be 10 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I'm just like holding the diamond in my
stuff
pocket. I'm like, oh,
Libby?
Well, I mean, like, I'm going to take all this beating and I'm going to stab him with the dagger.
Okay.
So we'll see if that does anything. Okay. Oh, so over 10 hits, right? 8,
no.
10, 12, 13, 14.
That hits.
15?
Yeah. That
oh,
hits.
What's the weather like?
It's cloudy, kind of like gray clouds, but it's not like storming or anything.
Okay, what is the D4 look like? Oh, this one. Okay, sorry. Okay, so 4, 5, 6. Okay, so it says plus 1 to damage rolls. So every time I roll a damage roll, I add a plus 1 to it?
Yeah, it should be counted in the thing.
Okay. Well, because I'm going to roll damage, but then it's also necrotic damage. It deals extra necrotic damage.
Yeah, so you roll 4d4 and then add whatever it says after it to it.
Oh, okay.
So did it add it in my D&D Beyond?
So it's 1d4 normal like piercing damage, and then you do extra 3d4 for the necrotic damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
what I'm gonna say, so it says plus 1 to attack.
It already adds
roll.
It.
It already adds it in. So you're
just
gonna roll
4d4.
Oh, okay. So it's a d4. So it's 6 piercing damage, and then 8, 9, 10, 11.
Jesus.
Yeah, so 12 necrotic damage. I rolled all 4s.
Yay.
So how much total?
18
points of damage.
I know it does, but I don't think it actually added again because it's supposed to be the damage plus your dexterity.
So I do that.
And it added my dexterity.
I don't think I can do anything.
So, Norn, even though I wrote it in here, I'm actually
counting
as the
weapon. And then
that's what I'm doing.
You're going to improve.
5, 10. Oh no, so it'd be 5, but then another diagonal, so 15. And I'm gonna yell at the kid. Just stay there. You're fine. Like you're safe.
Make a persuasion check.
Oh god.
With disadvantage.
I'm pretty sure if he doesn't fight there, the people in the stands will kill him. People in the stands.
Well, we'll kill all
they
of them.
They just revoke. Oh man, I had a natural 20. Okay, persuasion.
Is
that a disadvantage? Yep.
Because they're in the
fighting.
9.
Okay. So you, after getting like coated in acid and then battered with the mace twice, the acid's kind of like burning through your tunic. You can feel it like seeping into your skin. You take the dagger and like kind of with your hand on the back of the pommel, kind of like drive it into the chest of the dragonborn, pull it out and circle around behind him, yelling at the kid.
Mm-hmm.
The kid's gonna look around and then, like, look at the Alfiaro and her, like, stern face. And he's gonna move up behind you and attack with advantage because he's flanking you.
Yeah.
Which is just gonna be a straight roll for him since he'll be attacking with disadvantage.
Because he's not proficient in the weapon.
Because
he can't
sucks.
Hold it. That's gonna be a 3. And then his other attack is a 9. So he kind of swings, and as he runs forward, the blade of the sword bursts into flames.
Holy
and he comes
shit.
At you with this flaming sword and kind of swings it twice, and both of them just kind of like miss you.
Can he be like swing them like 10 feet away?
Yeah, he's like swinging it like as he's running at you. And then as he gets up to you...
Well, the 9 got pretty close.
As he gets up to you, he like almost gets you with the blade of it. You can like feel the heat kind of singe your tunic... But it's still just like 3 inches away from your chest.
Ave. Look at him.
Do you want the Dragonborn? So I can expend a charge to push him. So if I push him away from you, he's not going to have advantage. Or I can use it to hit him again and hopefully kill him faster. What do you
just
want?
Attack.
Just
you can't.
Attack.
You don't have time to ask.
Just do whatever you want.
Libby.
I look fine.
Libby, what do you want?
I'm fine. I look fine.
21 to hit.
The hits.
6, 9, 10, 13.
Did you add the 1?
Yeah, I did. I'm gonna spend a charge to hit him again.
Okay.
20.
Yeah.
16, 17.
Okay. All right. So again, guided by the wind bursting forth from the weapon, you fire 2 arrows, and the crowd is like cheering as they strike again into the back of the dragonborn. It's his turn. He's going to turn toward you, Libby, and attack with advantage. Natural 20.
We've got ways.
So that's going to be 22 points of damage.
Okay.
With a natural 20. And he'll attack again. And that's going to be a 16.
Yes. Now I'm bloody.
You're joking.
12 damage.
Maybe. Almost bloody. What's the dragonborn look, by the way?
Not great. He's doing okay. He's probably almost bloody. All right. Libby.
Oh, no, not you. This one did really well. This is my natural 20 die. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
That hits.
Okay. So let's do... Do you want me to tell you which one's the piercing damage, or...?
No, just give me the total.
Okay, so, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I'm going to hit him. So the thing is, when I hit him, I'm just going to leave the dagger since I know it's going to pop back into my hand. And then... step here, and then I know he's gonna get an attack on me, but I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna look at this kid, and I'm just gonna go for intimidation, be like, stop hitting me, or I'm going to kill you.
I rolled a natural 20 on his opportunity attack.
Holy shit. But he got, was it disadvantage?
Well, he was still flanked at the time that he got it.
But he wasn't flanking when Libby moved out of the melee range, because he went forward. Which would make it not a flank, and then he moved. So he wasn't being flanked when he moved out of the melee.
Okay. 18.
Still hits.
But it's not that funny.
That's good. That's fair.
So that's going to be 13 points of damage.
Okay.
As you run away, he like swings the sword against your back, and you feel the flames bite at your flesh as it... stabs into you. Anything else?
No, I just try to intimidate him.
Make an intimidation check.
16.
Okay. Alright. It's his turn. He's gonna go 5, 10, 15 and come around on the other side of you and flank you again.
This kid might have to die. It's going to piss me off.
It's going to be 13 to hit.
Yes.
12 points of damage.
Okay.
And then 15 to hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
13 points of damage.
Oh my god, he's really close.
Yeah, no, seriously, one more hit, I'm probably gone.
It's the kid's turn.
You little fucker.
Ave, it's your turn.
I was swooped down and grab Libby and then fly back up.
Do they get an opportunity attack on them?
Well, I can't because I'm 40 feet in the air, right? I can only fly 40 feet.
You move down 40.
I'm going to go down 40 feet and come on the ground. But, like, not there, though. Like, I want to be able to not have disadvantage when I shoot my bow, so I don't want to be in melee of them.
Okay, well then you can't come down 40 feet.
You can go down like 10 feet. To like 10 feet.
Oh, well technically you can use your 40 feet and then you have 15 feet of walking speed left.
Oh yeah, that's true. So I'll go down. Well, I don't want an
maybe
attack of opportunity.
Side.
So I don't want to fly down. I want to like fly like that way. So that would be what? 5, 10, 15 feet that way. And then down, however much flying speed I have left.
So...
40 minus 15,
25?
25.
So, that means you fall 15 feet to hit the ground.
So how much damage is that? If I wanted to do it. I'm not saying that's what I do. But if I wanted
would be
to,
a d6.
It would be a d6. I'll take it.
Okay. 5 bludgeoning damage as you
okay.
fall down.
Okay, that's fine.
Which is like
that's not where I wanted to be. No! I was 14 feet in the air on over this block,
and then you
so I want to find. Yeah, 5, 10, 15. I wanted to be there.
Okay.
While I'm there, I want to shoot the dragonborn.
Okay.
Trying to
with
me.
I'm doing my best. Natural
20. Wow, cool. Ha!
Dragon
Lord! Yeah,
you son of a bitch!
Elf nonsense.
Okay. So that's 6, 12,
13 on the dice, doubled to
26.
26 with an additional 5. 31.
Nice.
Why an additional 5?
Because it's
her dexterity.
Dexterity plus 1. Because the longbow lets me add. Yeah. Another charge, I'm going to shoot that fucker again.
Okay.
18. To hit.
Yeah.
8 plus 5 is 13. 13, yes.
Nice.
How is he looking?
Not great. He's looking pretty rough now. He's
if
got
he can hold out
arrows
one more round,
like
I'll get
sticking
you
out of him.
Before he attacks, can I look at Avi and be like, it's okay?
Okay.
Wait,
can I?
Is it,
yeah.
If I wanted to make an insight check, can that count as my bonus action?
What are you looking for?
I want to insight check the Dragonborn to see if he's like hell bent on killing Libby as fast as he can, or after Libby's unconscious, if he'll then come after me to get me unconscious so I'm not hitting him as he's trying to kill Libby.
Okay.
I want to see if he's gonna what he's gonna do after Libby's unconscious. Oh, but I have good insight. 13. It's not
can't
enough.
Really tell. He's
God,
just kind of like brimming with rage at this point.
Okay. Before he attacks me, I just want to look at Ave, and I'm just going to say, it's okay.
What happens if everybody dies except for me?
Then you win, and you're innocent.
Is Libby innocent?
I mean, I guess his name would be cleared, but he'd still be dead.
I think
but we could revive him with the diamond, and Alfyar would be like, that's not allowed. She'd be like, that is allowed.
18?
Yeah.
That's going to be 8 points of damage. It's going to be an 11 to hit.
Yeah.
14 damage.
Oh my god!
I am
he's
not
unconscious.
Okay, give me some.
It's okay, guys. I gave you all my important stuff.
That's not okay!
how much trouble would I get in if I intervene?
I'm going to grab... Daedrin.
Whoa,
and,
guys, whoa.
Yeah, I'm
we
gonna
can still
no, hold on. I'm gonna grab Daedrin and Elena and be like, wait till they both go down.
Okay. I can still win.
I'm gonna tuck Daedrin under my arm.
And
lock
then
me.
He's gonna use his second wind.
You son of a bitch!
To gain back some of his health as he steals himself. Libby, make a death save.
No.
Let's see. Which one? I'll use a green die. That's supposed to be like healing, right? 18.
Okay, one success.
Okay.
Kid's gonna come for you, Ave.
Kill the kid.
It's gonna be a 21 to hit.
That'll hit. We're going to find out that this is all like a stunt.
Yeah, he wasn't really a slave.
Yeah.
13 damage.
He's the champion of like everything.
Like it was our way to see if we were moral
God,
13 people.
13 is so much.
That's going to be a 15 to hit.
Just to get you this. Sorry for
that fly.
And then 14 damage on it. And then it's your turn.
How are you looking? I'm alright. I want to fly up.
40 feet?
Yup. Just straight up. He'll get an opportunity, I think, against me.
That's going to be a...
Are you willing to use a disadvantage?
Yeah. That's going to be a 12.
That doesn't hit.
So that one misses as you... Swing up, he swings his sword again and it strikes into the sand.
His sword that he has, what's the reach on it? Is it just a 5-foot reach?
It's just a long sword.
Then I wanna. No, never mind. I'll just hit the dragon.
Is that 18 to hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Fifteen damage. I'm gonna expend my last charge to hit him again.
Sure. What, do you want to roll to CP hit him?
No, I just want to kill him.
She's like, no, I just want to hit him.
I rolled shit damage, so it's okay. 8 plus 9, 17.
Yeah.
10, 12 plus 5, 8, 9, 17. Final answer.
Oh man, he's so close.
He, like, how close? Like, inches?
When he kills me, we're gonna
can
be really pissed.
I don't think I can get to him unless I drop.
You could drop on him.
I know, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Can I fall on him?
Okay, I wanna...
Would that be an
action? I used 40 feet to get up, so I still have 15 feet of, like, movement.
15 walking speed.
Right, so...
Can I fall on him?
I just want to fucking kill him so he doesn't hit Libby. Can I fall on him? And, like, kick him as I'm coming down? And make an unarmed strike as a boss.
No strength.
But I might if I.
You.
Wait, is it unarmed strength that's like a d4 plus.
Only for monks. For
but
you.
It, for me, it's just my strength.
It's 1 plus your strength modifier.
I won't kill him then, so I'll stay up in the air.
Yeah, you. I wouldn't. I don't think I'd let you anyway because
yeah.
You.
All right.
You would use movement to get down, so.
But I dropped myself, though.
Yeah, no, but you'd still be covering. Otherwise, that would essentially mean you could go 80 feet in a turn, which is not...
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, I decided I didn't want to do it anyway, so...
Okay. It's the Dragonborn's turn.
God damn it!
He can't get you.
No,
forgive you, Norris.
Fuck! I didn't think about that.
So, 2 death saves. Failed, Libby. As he brings the mace down on your chest.
Is Libby dead?
No.
If he hits me again.
Alright.
We have a diamond.
Libby, make a death save.
He's gonna die!
Does he just wait?
Do you have another luck point?
Oh.
Can he use luck on these? He has one more luck.
He can use luck on him.
And if he dies, we can.
Does he not get 2 attacks?
He would just kill him.
He does it. But I already passed on to your turn, so.
Well, I would, yeah, 12. I'm not going to waste a luck point. It's over
12.
Yeah. 1 success?
Yeah.
God,
but then the kid's
going to
hit me.
Don't worry.
Because he can't hit you.
The
he
kid...
can throw his sword. I didn't think about that when I flew away. Okay, if Libby dies and I still win, we can bring Libby back.
I'm dead.
The kid's gonna come up and take the sword and pierce through Libby's chest.
Lyle, you should have let me heal him.
And Libby dies. Libby, what would you like your last words to be?
No!
I'm going to shout out. So I'm not gonna I'm gonna open them. Look at the kid and then smile and just yell as loud as I can. It's okay, I'll tell Diana we love her. And then I'll go.
And with that, the blood gurgles up from
Libby's
chest.
They told me she's dead.
Yeah.
And
we assume she's
dead.
We don't know any better.
How can she talk?
Ave?
And
Okeanos
just appears
from the corner. And Okeanos, a void opens and he descends.
She's gonna shoot the dragonborn.
Should have fucking
shot
the kid.
And that's what she's gonna do.
Yeah, probably
will. 17.
That hits.
But he didn't listen to the voices of reason.
Can I have advantage because he killed Libby?
Sure. I mean, you already hit him, but yeah.
I might get a 20.
You might, yeah.
Should've
killed
him.
There
was
a chance. I want the arrow to go right through his head.
There was a chance.
Should have killed him.
That's more than what he has left.
How do you want to
this
do this?
Rubbing it in. Look at this.
As soon as Libby dies.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's what I thought too.
Well, I'm going to start making a new.
I
died
first. No, don't. I'm going to bring
it
back.
Shoot him. Do it.
as soon as Libby dies, Avi's gonna scream and just shoot the dragonborn like right in the back of the skull.
As you roar, these tears kind of like rolling down your face, you pull back and the arrow goes in the back of the dragonborn's skull and out like right between his eyes, and he falls dead in the sand next to Libby.
And then I want to
kill the kid.
Nope.
Kill him.
I want to try, I want to fly down and try to like kick the sword out of his hand. I want to disarm him.
Okay, make an acrobatics check.
Be good at that. Okay. 26.
The kid got a 5 to hold on to it. So as you come out of the sky, you kick it, and the sword goes tumbling into the sand.
And then I want to grab the bow and put it around the kid's neck so that the string is against his neck and the actual bow part is behind, and like hold him back against me.
Okay, make an athletics check to grapple him.
17. He's probably not that strong.
I don't know.
But I'm going to use my luck because I haven't used any today. That's better. 16?
6.
The first one would have grappled him.
So you have him grappled.
And I'm going to hold him back against my chest. Oh my god. My thing closed. Sorry.
Elena?
Wait, no, I'm not done yet.
You've taken like 3 actions.
No, but I just want to say something. That's a free action.
You have 6 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to look at the Alfyaro, and I'm going to say, Alfyaro, you think yourself strong and just, but I'm here to tell you that there's a different kind of strength than physical and a different kind of justice than this eye for an eye bullshit.
Okay, Elena, it's your turn.
Bitch. No, I have
make a persuasion or intimidation or something real quick, Avi. Okay?
I'm going to finish.
Well, you did like 6 actions.
Well, this kid isn't fast. He's not a good fighter.
Persuasion or intimidation? I'm 16.
I will just pull out both my swords. And
oh my
just,
god.
If anyone... Like, I'll just hold my action if anyone attacks me.
Okay.
Like, I'm just defensive.
Elena draws her swords.
Because I'm nervous about what she's doing.
So is she, but you know what? Can
Lyle?
I continue?
Lyle is also going to pull out his fucking bow. And he is going to charge. He's charging a spell. He's not like running in. He's not a stupid idiot.
But when you charge a spell, doesn't it like get really obvious?
Well, Elena pulls like fucking Scorchlight out. So I'm just gonna charge Lightning Arrow. So my arrow's
okay.
Crack.
So you have, as you draw your bow, the string and the arrow begin to crackle with lightning. When it gets to your turn, Dayton.
Oh, I'm also in the wrong spot. I'm gonna move to. I should have been like here this whole time.
Like
I'm
right above
over
where
it.
Libby is, so I can jump in there if I want.
Like around the ring.
Yeah.
Okay. So you circle around the ring right above Libby. It's the kid's turn. He
I've
is
got the diamond in there.
Probably a little shook. and is grappled, and he's just kind of, he doesn't have a weapon anymore. He's just going to stand
how
there.
Cool, though, like, he's kicked the sword out of his hand, and then...
He's going to stand there with the bow around him, like, unsure of what to do next.
Yeah, you better stay put, you little fucker.
Are they?
That's not what she says.
What reaction did her thing have on the what's her name?
Alfyaro. Well, she expected me to kill him.
Oh, we'll find out.
Okay. I'm going to still stare him directly up at the Alfyaro. I respect that we have different cultures, but I do not respect anyone who would force a person to kill another under penalty of death themselves. I will not be killing today, and instead I offer you a deal.
Make a persuasion check.
And one more luck.
My
God. No, I used one luck.
Yeah,
you used
okay,
one.
So I have 2.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Now when they're touching the base.
Natural 20.
Ooh.
Natural 20?
Yep. Fuck.
She rises from, well, she's already standing, but she kind of like puts her shoulders back. And she looks across at the Revengers that have drawn their weapons.
I haven't.
And then back down at
Ave.
And she says, "Foreigners, put your weapons away."
Lyle is going to just look at Elena.
Do it! We can solve this without more violence.
Ave Weijai.
For now, yeah. Lyle will relax.
I'm still holding the diamond, but... secretly.
Secretly holds
like
diamonds.
Like in my pocket. I have it in my hand.
Much like pocket bacon.
Yeah.
Except pocket diamond. Pocket diamond.
Your disrespect intrigues me.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing.
Oh, it really is. Her backstory,
sorry. What do you think you can possibly offer me?
You took away my greatest fighting asset, and I still managed to beat your champion. Clearly, I'm strong. You give me a favor, any favor, in exchange for this boy's life as well as the lives of his relatives. And I'm talking about, like, I get to keep them. Like, not just she spares them, but I get to keep them.
Make a persuasion check at advantage.
Yeah, I want this dice.
And the pink one's always been good.
And the pink one.
Should I use my last luck?
Just see if you can
roll, use it and roll a third one, and you get to choose between the three of them.
I know.
So.
You could get a natural
20.
Just do it.
Okay.
Just do it.
Which one do I use, Eva?
We're skating on thin ice, and ice melts here.
Okay. 19.
19? You have proven yourself strong. That much is true. There is something, a dangerous task. If you did not die here, perhaps you will die on this mission.
Well, that would be great for you, wouldn't it?
Man, I'm not going to be able to use Revivify if you guys keep talking like this.
Yeah, how long is this going?
Yeah.
You have no doubt heard of the Chromatic Heretics.
How was the dragon?
What? Fucking arrested us because of them. This is fine, guys. This is fine.
We have heard tell of a rising star among their group. One who, if the rumors are true, can control dragons. If you are as strong as you claim to be, I would see you track this powerful caster down and slay him. Bring his head back to me.
What kind of armor does he wear?
We've not seen him ourselves. We only know rumors about where he is and the powers he holds.
Why don't you let us revive our friend? We'll go back to your throne room, and we'll discuss details in a more civilized manner.
You shall be escorted.
Fair enough. Daedrin!
I jump in.
Lyle is gonna grab Elena and be like, "This is uncomfortable for both of us," and like put her on his back and like start climbing down.
She's stronger than you are.
I have better dexterity.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well,
no,
excuse
I,
the fuck out of me.
I get advantage too.
Okay. I jump in.
I let it happen, but I'm like stiff.
This is uncomfortable.
I like their relationship. It's very funny.
Okay.
Do I have to do anything? Because it's a 30-foot drop.
No, it's fine.
Okay. I jump in and I just hit Libby with the diamond and I try to. It hasn't been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Fuck.
So we have to do a ritual.
I'm gonna just take it away and I'll pick up Libby.
Well,
and be like,
"Why the first time we start these ritual?"
Huh? No.
It's gonna take an hour.
If you use your vivify, you do like a wisdom check, but it's not like a ritual.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm gonna pick up Libby's dead stupid body and I'm gonna stand on my shoulder. And be like, we have to do this later.
Why?
Because it'll take an hour.
Why?
Can we just
you can't just
here?
Revive him now?
No, it'll take an hour.
Can we do it here for an hour?
Why not? I'm pretty sure, like, you just said, let's go talk to the elf, y'all. I can...
We're going to revive him first.
Are me and Annotata's making sweet love?
Right now, your spirit hasn't, like, passed yet.
It's barely been a minute, and I can't even...
We're gonna revive him now. Because you said we were gonna revive him first.
I said, let us revive our companion, and we'll go talk. So
do you want to take an hour out here, or do you want to go inside and revive him?
I want to revive him as soon as we can.
He's gonna be fine for 10 days.
Let's just do it now. Get him up.
Just start it.
So how does this work? Where is my soul?
Oh my god. You can't see right... Right now, you're not conscious of anything. Essentially, you are like kind of like a light in like what you can sense is like warmth and light. There's no like mind to form conscious thoughts. It's just sensations of just like sprawling white, kind of like rolling smoke and like gold light.
Could I ask a question, see if Annotate is the answer?
You have no mind to form.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Cool. I'm
going
to ask about the family. Okay.
So what's the plan, guys?
I'm going to be still holding on to Libby. And I'm gonna say to the elf, y'all, I'm gonna be like, is it okay if I heal him here? Or do you want me to wait and do it somewhere else?
Do what you must.
I'm gonna drop him on the ground and I'm gonna
just yeet.
I'm gonna just put the dime on his chest and I'm gonna cast Raise Dead.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So.
Please don't mess up, guys.
You begin the ritual as you begin.
This is the first time he's died.
Praying and chanting, the diamond begins to slowly glow with golden energy. And we'll begin the ritual.
I want to use my knowledge of the human body and of medicine to assist and like make him in a comfortable position and like try to patch up any wounds he has so that when he does come back, he's not like in pain or anything.
Okay, go ahead and make a medicine check.
Medicine?
16?
Okay.
It served me well.
No, I don't like that. I don't really like that. That's a temporary picture, right?
Yeah,
it's just to our group.
Okay,
who's next?
I will lean down and I'll be like, Libby, I already told Lionel. That you're his brother, so you have to come back, because I really don't want to tell him.
Because it'll be awkward
that
for
you're dead. Please, thanks.
Make a deception check.
Are you good at that?
I'm proficient in it.
Nice.
Not great.
Well, you have luck too.
I think that's good.
If you want to use your luck. 15.
And the third one?
I will use my history, and I'll just kind of tell Libby like what he's told of his papers and about his own history and how he just learned that and he needs to come back so you know he can have his brother and have that family connection.
Okay. So you're making a
history
check? Okay.
It goes through that one.
It's okay. I think that... There we go.
10.
It's okay. Sorry. I think me and Elena succeeded ours, so.
All right. So with the contributions of the ritual complete. This has been over a course of like
an hour.
Over the hour, you guys have taken the time to put this in. I'll make the final roll.
Oh my god, Ave, Eva, get into this. Hold the hands.
Hold the hands.
Norin, take a picture and what is your face right now?
It's so hard to tell.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? How come I die all the time?
Oh my god!
Why does this happen to me?
A natural one?
No.
Did you hit the DC?
You probably passed it, which is why I'm dead.
No, if you're under the DC.
Oh. Okay.
If you passed it, then you're...
What did you roll?
I don't like that. I don't like that you don't tell us for a solid like 2 minutes.
The diamond swells with golden energy and then releases as the light fades out of the diamond. And then swells again, and the diamond bursts into these motes of golden energy that make their way shooting out and then swelling in to Libby's body. You see the color kind of rise back in his face, and he takes a breath.
Oh, he's gonna hug him!
Immediately grabs him.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I take the cloak off and I give it back to you.
You're okay.
Did we win?
Yeah, we won. It's okay. You're alright. You're alright.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna like just hug them back and just be like, I feel like shit. So.
Right.
Yeah. So
you exhaustion or something?
So
he has a -4 to his ability checks.
Coming back from the dead and sword field, the target takes a -4 penalty to all attack rolls, saving throws, and ability checks. Each time the target finishes a long rest, the penalty is reduced by 1 until it disappears.
Okay.
So is this like an exhaustion thing? Like I can't use greater restoration or something like that? Or like...
Right, it's not exhaustion.
Okay.
So it's
just a subtraction.
It's just fatigue. As you.
So anytime I roll something, I'm just going to -4? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time you long rest, it'll go down by...
Okay, let me write that down.
Okay.
Just so you all know, I look like shit.
And I'm gonna take off the
DC was 9.
I'm gonna take off the rings of renewal and I'm gonna put them on Libby.
Okay.
I'm gonna put all my stuff back on too from the bag of holding.
Well, we don't have.
I'm not giving back the dagger. That's mine.
You guys don't have the bag of holding right now?
Did we bring it? Elena's the one that has it. I was wearing the cloak and I was wearing the rings of renewal, so that's why I'm giving.
I'll give the bag of holding back to you. I guess.
I'm gonna put all my stuff.
So I have my genie and everything back. My hat.
I'll give you your helm and your mace back. But
okay.
I think you'll have to reattune to them, right?
You can only wear the rings of renewal or your helm. You can't wear both.
I'm gonna give the helm to someone, but I want my genie.
You can have it later. When we're not in this city.
I want it
it's
now.
It's true. You really misused it earlier.
Give it back.
This
it's mine.
You guys are...
Friend.
The guards are starting to lead you back to the city
follow.
Towards
compliance.
The Elfgarl's Manor.
Oh, no.
Give it to you once we leave the city.
I will fight you right now.
Libby, stop.
You have 1 hit point.
Remember what we talked about before the fight? How you're going to start listening to me? You can have the genie back, but you have to wait.
Do you swear I'll get my genie back?
Yes.
We're going to glare at Dave and be like, fine.
So you guys are led to the Alfjarls. She has you standing in front of her throne again as she sits down in it. And she says, this figure, we... do not know much about him.
You know it's a man, though.
We know it's a man, according to the rumors.
Do you know what race? Right off
the... As long as you don't say a ladron.
Some have claimed he is a giant. It is said that he controls the minds of dragons.
Have I ever heard? Like, they're even, that, like, even being a possibility?
Make a history check.
I don't know.
This man is said that he resides in the Hauger of Drakes, a dragon graveyard far to the east. It is said that this this boneyard was the site of the last battle between Tiamat and Bahamut and their armies of dragons before they left the material plane. Those that passed in the army and in the battle, the clash of the armies, fell to the earth, withered away, leaving their skeletons as a scar upon Vaderland. To get there, you'll need to follow the roads to the east. You'll pass through Jafnarstadt and continue east through the Skogr Forest. When you emerge from the forest, the road will quickly turn south because it will attempt to avoid the Hogar of Drakes. You'll need to cross off-road through the Hoarfrost Marshlands to make it to the Boneyard. I can provide you with horses.
And I would like when we get the slaves?
Upon the completion of this mission, you bring me the head of this caster, the man who controls these dragons.
We'll bring you the head, but the slaves need to be kept in good condition.
You have my word. Should you attempt to run, I will execute them. If you are not back in a month, I will kill them.
How long does it take to get to the Dragonbone Graveyard?
Just under 20 days.
How many days are in a month?
28.
We'd have to teleport back.
We could do that. We don't know how to teleport.
If we use my genie, we can fly there.
That's true.
No, they do know we can teleport because we said that we teleported.
Yeah, because the genie can go like 300 feet in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. And I have that spell too, so once his runs out, I can cast it.
We could get there super easily. Probably don't know the
We've never been there, so.
No, it's not a teleportation. Like,
it's
I think you can wind walk.
You just
wild.
Start fast.
Yeah, because we did that in the forest and it got us halfway across a continent in like an hour.
Well, you had teleported most of the way.
Yeah.
But it would definitely be faster than horses.
Yeah.
We don't need horses.
She's like, okay, I don't care.
Okay.
If you give us horses, they will not.
Stop it.
They won't make
we
it back.
Plus,
can't Ave, like, make horses
for us to ride?
Yes.
Yeah, but they only last like an hour or something.
How you
I
get
know.
There is up to you.
Last, like, six.
Return in a month. Yeah. With the head of the caster, or I will execute the slave and his family.
So you say he's a caster. What kind of magic does he use? Are there rumors of nature magic, of sorcery magic, wizardry magic? Divine or arcane?
It is said that he uses his magic to bend the will, the minds of some of the most powerful creatures on Kyrael.
Do I know what kind of caster can bend the will of such large beasts?
Well, you know that.
There are spells.
I know, but do I know what kind
well,
of caster has access
dragons
to
dragons should
spells?
Be immune to basically charming or any type of, right? Like, they shouldn't, it shouldn't be possible.
Well, I'm just saying that there are spells that can do that. Like, I think it's Dominate Monster.
But they're not monsters, they're, like.
Well,
dragons are their own. But she goes on to say it is rumored that he has unholy dark auras around him.
All right.
You can have your room for the remainder of the night. When you awake in the morning, I recommend setting out.
slaves.
And their freedom. Don't keep them as prisoners.
I like that Daedrin just piped up, and the freedom.
Yeah, well, I want to keep the slaves.
Oh. Free workers with the dancing dragon.
Not literally, but she wants to have ownership of them so that she can set them free.
No, I meant like your guys' freedom, so she can't be like, oh,
right, and our freedom as well.
Okay.
Libby's gonna be like, I'd like to speak with the slave. Please.
In
because I'm probably not standing very well. I'm gonna look at who's over there. Please.
In a month's time, that will be possible.
Yeah, we use our property.
Okay.
Let's go back.
Let's just get some rest.
Okay.
Come on, Libby.
Hobble, hobble.
I would assume it's like Lyle or Elena supporting you. Because obviously I feel
like.
Well,
she cares a lot about
him. Like supporting Libby so he can
hobble
away.
Regardless, we all go back to the room.
Yeah, so you make your way.
Oh, sorry.
What's up?
I was going to say, when we get to the room, that's when I give Libby the ring.
Thank you.
Don't use it till
okay.
We leave.
No, when we get into the room, I want to ring to Dorsha and I want to say something really, really fast.
Okay.
Is it Dorsha?
Yeah.
Guys, we still have the legendary weapons. I think we should go. Like, we can teleport now, and we can still do the mission, but I don't want them to take the dagger. It's really cool.
I know. I was just thinking that, too. They didn't take our bow.
Okay, who's attuned to the cloak?
Daedrin gave it back to me. It takes 30 minutes for me to reattune to it.
Okay, reattune to it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Where the fuck are we going
to
go?
Don't you guys need to sleep?
I'm going to lay in bed and say,
I'm okay.
This one is not.
Let's
just
get
out of here.
But he can
rest
out. I don't want to be here any longer than we have to.
I don't like this fucking place.
Me, her.
Also, who wants my helm? I'm going to be like a little loopy right now. Who wants my helm?
I have an item to sell, but I can't use it.
I think. What does it do? Read what it does.
A lot.
It does a lot.
Okay.
This dazzling.
Who has the best suit?
This dazzling helm is set with 1d10 diamonds, 2d10 rubies, 3d10 fire opals, and 4d10 opals. Any gem pried from the helm crumbles to dust. When all the gems are removed or destroyed, the helm loses its magic. You gain the following benefits while wearing it. You can use an action to cast one of the following spells. Use one of the helm's gems, blah, blah. Daylight, fireball, prismatic spray, wall of fire. The gem is destroyed when the spell is cast. As long as it has at least one diamond, the helm emits dim light in a 30-foot radius when at least one undead is within the area. Any undead that starts its turn in that area takes 1d6 radiant damage. As long as the helm has at least one ruby, you have resistance to fire damage. As long as the helm has at least one fire opal, you can use an action and speak a command and a word to light one to cause the weapon you are holding to burst into flames. That will give off a dim light for 10 feet. The flames are harmless to you and the weapon. When you hit with an attack using the blazing weapon, the target takes an extra 1d6 fire damage. The flames last until you use a bonus action to speak the command word again and drop it. Roll a d20 if you are wearing the helm and take fire damage as a result of failing a saving throw against the spell. On a roll of 1, the helm emits beams of light from its remaining gems. Each creature within 60 feet of the helm, other than you, must succeed on a DC 17 dexterity saving throw or be struck by a beam, taking radiant damage equal to the number of gems in the helm. The helm and its gems are then destroyed.
So the spells does it use wisdom probably as like the basis for those spells? Like
well, it uses the thing. It doesn't use your stats to cast them because possibly like a non-caster.
Yeah.
Like the Nine Eyes of Belarus has its own stats.
Well, I'm only attuned, before the fight, I was only attuned to two things. Are you guys attuned? How many are you guys attuned to? Three? One? Either Daedrin or me. You pick.
I don't care. I don't know.
I'll take it.
I'll use it.
Thank you, Libby.
Well, I was going to say, before we leave, you. We are going to have to do some sneaking. Give me your boots.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me your boots.
What?
Give me your boots.
Okay.
And then Lyle takes off the boots of Elvenkind and gives them to him and, like, puts it.
Oh, once I figure out what's going on, I'm going to be a little sassy. Be like, I figured when Lyle was asking me to take off my clothes for the first time, I'd be a little more excited about it. And take off my put on his boots.
You're going to be more sneaky now. The disadvantage on his saving throws and stuff, or his stealth checks.
Okay, so what are these called? The Boots of Elvenkind?
Yes, and you don't have to attune to them.
Okay. So let me put these on. Okay, I'm attuned to some things here, so let me figure out how to do this. I'm getting rid of the Helm of Brilliance. I'm deleting this from my thing. Don't know. Okay, remove. I have the rings, the ring, and the dagger. So I will take off the mace, because honestly, it's not as cool as the dagger.
Fuck the mace.
Oh no, seriously, I love this dagger. I don't want to give this back if I can help it.
Okay.
The one
are there like windows in this place?
Your room is windowless.
But if we turn into clouds, we can sneak through cracks.
Cracks in the foundation?
Under the door.
Let's just.
Do you think she'll ask for them? I mean, I guess if she really wanted them back, maybe she would have asked for them after the battle.
I think.
Maybe she just forgot?
We can leave, but I think we can just walk out.
You just say we're ready to go now?
Yeah.
I want to shuffle over the
door. But we're going to cast the mist stuff on us anyways, so we can go as far as we can possibly.
Yeah, but I don't want to sneak through a crack. I'd rather just get outside.
As you... Are you looking...
I'm just going to peek.
Okay.
Is there somebody out there?
What am I doing?
Stealth to open the door... Without someone noticing.
Can I convince you to allow me to do sleight of hand?
Sure. That makes sense.
17.
You pick it open. You see someone approaching your door carrying the weapons of the other two.
I shut it. Okay, teleport us now. Now.
Oh my god, I'm gonna teleport us outside of the compound.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Forgot.
Do you not want this bow and arrow?
Roll a d100.
Wait,
I'm not familiar with that side of the compound that they let us past earlier. I've already seen it.
I know.
Oh,
you have to run.
If we die, it's fucking your fault again, Libby.
I'm sorry.
Twice.
I mean, if we bring back the head, I'm assuming she'll forgive the weapon stealing.
As Libby is like, go now, you guys come together, grab hands.
And I do it.
Right as the door opens up, there's
she
a cloud of smoke.
She didn't say we have to stay.
Yeah, she didn't say we have to stay.
We want to get started on our
journey.
There's
a cloud of smoke, and you appear in the courtyard of the Alfiaro's manor.
Oh my god, turn us into clouds.
Can I summon the genie? I dream of genie.
Okay.
I dream of genie.
Genie pours out.
He's like, what now, you fucker?
I would like you to turn us into clouds, please.
Windwalk, I believe is in the
Windwalk. How long does that spell take to cast? Is it an action?
It takes a minute.
Okay.
Oh
wait,
my god, we're so fucked.
Hang on. Actually,
hang
on. Because that's
we're
not the spell he's using, so let me make sure.
We're outside
it might be
of, like, the walls.
No, we're in the courtyard.
No, I said to teleport us outside the, like, compound of the whole thing.
Outside the city?
Yeah. Well, they let us into the city, so I assume we've seen outside the city.
Okay.
That's where I wanted to go, not like right outside the thing.
Okay.
Oh my god, sorry. Should have been more specific. But yeah, like
when
outside.
You said the compound, I assumed that meant like...
Yeah.
I can see where the confusion might be, but I meant the like city, like the compound of the whole city. Like
that's,
outside
that's
the
not
walls.
That's not called
compound.
Sorry, I panicked! I panicked!
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Is she casting Windwalk?
It's one action.
Well, this is one action. I want to see if this does multiple people. No, I don't think this is. Yeah, okay.
No,
so let's
do,
let's do Windwalk.
Casting time 1 minute. You and up to 10 willing creatures you can see within range assume a gaseous form. While in this form, you have a flying speed of 300 feet. Resistance to damage from non-magical weapons. The only actions you can take are the dash action or
yeah,
revert to your normal
minute.
Form.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if we dash, we can go 600 feet per whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just
yeah.
Okay.
Per
yeah.
6 seconds.
Okay. So you, Genie concentrates for a minute with his hands together, holds them out, and you kind of feel this breeze. And as the breeze washes over you, you fade into cloud-like shapes.
Can't talk, so.
You cannot talk, and that's where we'll end this episode.
Oh,
woo! We're all alive.
Listen, I pulled Nalena. I want the sword. It's fine. It's okay.
Excuse me?
It's a shiny, nice blade. It doesn't knock me down.
I have not stolen my weapons. I will have you know.
We didn't steal these ones. She didn't ask for them back. She gave them to us.
Well, we made it through a trial by combat.
That's valid. She tried to fucking kill us. I don't feel bad about taking her weapons.
Honestly, if we bring that guy's head back,
we made it. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta find a guy who controls dragons. So that's interesting.
Not so cool. Might die.
We're alive now, though, and the slave is alive, which I think is important.
Yeah, we saved a slave.
Yeah.
Fuck that kid.
But yeah, everyone, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next episode.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.